We've got a statement here that's just hot off the press from Queensland Cricket. And they're talking about the $2.7 million announcement for the demolition and rebuilding of the Gabba. And then, of course, the decision by the government to go ahead with the redevelopment of the R&A Showgrounds project, estimated to cost around $137 million. This is what Queensland Cricket are saying. We strongly support Brisbane hosting the Games and the many benefits they will bring to Queensland and Australia. And we also recognise the rejuvenation of the Gabba will provide a sustainable world-class stadium. However, the government has advised us that cricket, together with the Brisbane Lions, the Australian Football League, Brisbane City Council and the R&A, must fund most of the costs of building a temporary venue at the R&A, which would need to be completed in less than 2 years, according to timeframes provided for the Gabba rebuild. We cannot support the expectation that the sports fund the cost of their own displacement from the Gabba, as this will have detrimental long-term financial and operational implications for our sport, including at community level for players, volunteers and fans. Furthermore, it makes no sense for us to contribute up to $90 million towards a temporary venue that will get little use when the Gabba comes back online. It is for this reason that Cricket Queensland has put forward a case to the government to upgrade Allan Border Field at Albion, an investment that also provides a venue to accommodate matches in the lead-up to and during the games in the likely event that cricket features in the 2032 program, as well as a lasting legacy for the game. We are also disappointed by the lack of detailed consultation, despite our continued requests for information, including relevant timeframes. And then they say they'll continue to engage with the government. So this is a recurring theme, isn't it, with this government, particularly when it comes to this particular project at the R&A. We're disappointed by the lack of detailed consultation, despite our continued requests for information, including relevant timeframes. This government did the same with the Brisbane City Council. It did the same with the Lions. It's done the same with cricket. It's doing the same with the good folk of East Brisbane when it comes to amenity and the dislocation of amenity around that area, and the fact that school kids are being redirected to Cooperoo because they're closing down East Brisbane State School because they want to put in an athletics track at the Gabba, despite the fact that they've got Carrara Stadium 80 kilometres away, which can host the athletics, got all those facilities there. You can put the opening and closing ceremony at the Gabba, give it a lick of paint, spend $100 on it. Instead, they want to send the state broke with this $2.7 billion, which we know will be $5 billion when they're done. But the lack of consultation, the fact that they don't talk to people, that's the crime here. Tell us what you guys are doing. We don't expect you to be the Kremlin. You're in a democracy, Anastasia. Tell the people. Explain what you're doing. Don't keep it secret. That is the problem that we've got here.